Good evening, everyone, and welcome, to our regularly scheduled board meeting for the School District of Highland Park. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Tamika Roberts.
Present.
Masaja Walker.
Present.
Doris Harris.
Present.
Jenna Spybright.
Present.
Linda Wooler.
Here.
Cheryl Sanford.
Here.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, do we have any communications?
Yes, Madam Chair. Good evening to all of you. You have two different communications that were included in your board packet. The first, of course, is just the monthly HP journal that we get each month. As you know, we do a full spread every 3 months, but in between that, we do do regular advertisements in there. Also, just wanted to point out again that moving forward, as part of that regular advertisement, will be the notice for the monthly coffee and conversations, and so that is included in the HP journal as well. So you do have that in front of you. The second communication is a communication, a letter sent from me to the BOD addressed to President Ford and to Dr. Ferris regarding the fiscal distress notice that the Academy received, that Barber Prep received. They received notice from the state regarding a fiscal distress warning, and they had to submit a plan to the state regarding their budget. And so the letter that you have is my letter to them addressing that and offering some suggestions on how to alleviate some of the pressure from their budget. And I want to be clear about this. The letter that the Academy received from the state is a warning letter. It is not saying that the district or that the school is in fiscal distress. It is saying that if some major changes, they use a calculation to calculate out 3 years. And if there were not changes made to the budget at the current rate of spending, then they would be in fiscal distress, which will ultimately cause them to have a deficit elimination plan. So they're not there yet. It is a warning from the state that something needs to be done. And we have been talking about this for a while now. We talked about the cost that they're incurring as a result of special education services and some of the other things. And so the letter for me addressed that as far as our oversight responsibility of them. They have since turned in their plan. We are in the process of reviewing their plan and putting in place some additional things to provide oversight and support for them as they go through this process. So basically, all they have to do is report to the state what their plan is, which they've done, and then monitor that plan throughout the course of the next 3 years to ensure that they do not actually go into fiscal distress. So you have a copy of my letter to them in that regard. I'm sorry.
Member Harris?
It was included in your board packet.
So you say
everybody
we,
got it.
You said we, who's we besides yourself?
What do you mean?
You just said in, when you were speaking, we. So I just want to know, were you just yourself or were you including somebody else? You said we.
Okay, I said a number of things, Ms. Harris. I'm trying to understand exactly which point you're talking about. So when I said we regarding.
I will answer you. So you mentioned that they have planned.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that with that plan, you was going to make sure that you do something. So,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking, does that mean that you're going to take care of it? That's what you mean by it.
So, thank you. Okay, so let me clarify. So, when I say we will provide additional oversight, that primarily rests with me. in the district office.
Okay.
And we, one of the things that we're going to be looking to do with them is to meet monthly, to go over their financials with them in detail, to see if in fact their plan is actually working. And then there's some other things that we're trying to work through to see if we can actually do to support them as well. But as far as who actually, in addition to myself meeting with them, we did meet myself, President Sanford, did meet with President Ford.
One more question, please. So what's the likelihood of any board member want to see the warning letter? The letter that they received, is it possible that I'd like to see it?
Sure. I can share that with the board after our meeting.
And I want to apologize. I did send a letter asking questions like that, but I did not address to any particular person. But I would like to know in the actual date that they were cited as possible.
It's on the letter, so I'll send that
on
to.
On the warning letter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Member White.
Yes. I'd like to know, as authorizers, because this is an authorizer issue, we should have been told that immediately. It's not a Board of Education issue. It's an authorizer issue. And I just wondered, for the record, please, for the record, why wasn't the whole board informed about an authorizer issue?
Ms. White, first of all, let's be clear, because, again, I'm concerned when board members go on record and say things like board members weren't informed, because that wasn't true. When they received the letter, when they received the notification, the very next thing was their board meeting. You were in their board meeting when they discussed.
I thought that's that was.
So let me finish saying what I'm saying. So when they received their letter, the immediate thing was to notify the board president and to sit and see what the ramifications of that was going to be, and then to report out to the board on that. And that's exactly what we're doing. This is the first opportunity that we've had since they received their notice to inform the entire board. And so, again, you have been informed. You were given the notification in your board packet. And so it was on there. And it was discussed openly in their board meeting, which the notice was given right before their board meeting, which you were there for. So you were aware.
Okay, I'm just asking again, as an authorizer, not a BOE. It's a separate.
It's not.
I called the state and asked.
It's not.
And I did last week. We was just told Thursday when we received the copy of what, you know, our packet, that there's a difference between the, when I called, I was informed that to Mr. Neal.
And who did you call?
The Charter School Association, Neal, what's his name? That there's a difference when it comes to the Board of Education, and I was told that the CEO is not involved in the authorizers. A lot of colleges and what have you have authorizers that do not have a CEO.
Okay, again, you're going down a rabbit hole.
I'll just give my investigation.
You're going down a rabbit hole that's not meant for this conversation. First of all, let me say, for the record, since you're going on record making accusations that are not true, your bylaws and your policies establish the role of the CEO and what the CEO does. So it's clearly stated. And that's exactly what has been done. Furthermore, beyond that, you have been informed. And the role of the authorizer is oversight. We don't make decisions about the BOD's budget. That is not our job to do. Our job is to make sure that the BOD is responding to any issue that might come up and responding in an effective way, which is exactly what the letter that you have in your board packet is addressing, to make sure that they're doing exactly what it is they need to do. That's our responsibility. Our responsibility is to not step in and tell the BOD what to do.
Right.
There were suggestions made based on what was said to them in their letter, and saying you didn't know about this is, again, misleading, because we've been discussing their financial situation for months. We talked about the fact that they were receiving additional increase in special education costs. We talked about the fact that they were having issues hiring special education teachers. We talked about all of that. So to indicate that you had no idea or no indication of this, this was also one of the reasons why the board came back and offered to reimburse the BOD for the portions of the renovations that they took because of the financial distress. So to say that you were unaware is misleading.
I'm going to say it again. The letter that they received it when? Because we wasn't informed when they received it. That's my only question.
Excuse me, but yes, Mr. Pentway, the letter goes to the VOD.
Yes.
So it is, doesn't come to the Board of Education.
But the authorizer.
The letter doesn't come to the authorizer. The letter goes to the VOD.
And when did the authorizers receive the information?
Again,
were
I will send
you. The last board meeting?
Right, I didn't read the letter.
Discuss this all in detail.
Right, but I wasn't able to read it as an authorizer.
Mr. Pettway will provide, he said.
That's
he
what I'm asking.
He said he would provide the information.
Thank you. That's what I'm asking.
Chair, one simple question, please.
Yes,
thank you. So, Mr. Pettway, this is new. This is not lingering from past. This is just a recent situation that has occurred
so
in
what,
the last year.
Thank you for your, and it's an important question, Ms. Harris, so thank you. What causes the state to step in and say, hey, we need to know what's going on because there's possible financial distress, is the board, the BOD, having to dip into their fund balance multiple times consecutively. So, and this again is why to say on record that board members are unaware is misleading. And I want to be very clear, because what I don't want to happen is for us to leave this meeting and I get additional comments from the public saying that we didn't tell the board, because that's not true. This has been an ongoing conversation because the BOD dipped into their fund balance last year. And so what happened was, and it was because of the cost of special education and because of the renovations that they paid for here in this building. So what happened was they dipped into it last year. Subsequently, they've had to dip into their fund balance again a second year, which is this year. And as a result of that, it then raises red flags to the state, because what they're saying is you're operating at a point where if you keep spending money at the rate at which you're spending money, in 3 years, you're going to be in a deficit. So what changes are you going to make to avoid that? We need to know that. That's what the letter is. That's what the letter requires of them. So to your point, the reason why they were notified is because they dipped into their fund balance.
Saying, okay, you don't have to tell me why they were notified. I'm not, you know,
I'm answering your question. That was why.
Oh, okay, thank you. And what did they do that constitute perjury?
No one.
What? That wasn't in the letter?
No.
Excuse me.
No. No.
Okay, excuse me.
Yeah.
Did I miss something in the just Ms. Wheeler?
Yes. I have a question. You said that further down the line, you will probably get with the school and the directors to talk about if we can possibly assist them in some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, with these recommendations that you're suggesting, will the board then, will we know what the recommendations are before they're implemented?
So, my recommendations mm-hmm. have already been included in the letter that you have in your packet.
Okay,
so,
right.
The recommendations that I made are included in there. There are several additional things that they have done that they're recommending that was a part of their plan. So when I send you the letter, I'll also send you their response so that you can have that. Any additional recommendations that come as a result of us meeting with them, of course, that will be reported out to the board. That will be reported out to the board on a monthly basis. The plan is to establish a monthly meeting with them so that we can monitor their plan and what they're doing to move forward in ensuring that they don't go down. So to answer your question, absolutely.
You answered
my question.
So what is it, you said one of the reasons that they're kind of going over their budget is because of special education?
Correct. They have completely outsourced the majority of their special education services. It is a contract with Global Services. That contract is significant, and it's a significant part of their budget. And the reason is because they have not been able to hire in-house special education teachers and paraprofs. So they had to be compliant. They have contracted that out. However, that contract is exorbitant. And one of the recommendations, as you can see in the letter that I made to them, was to send out for an RFP to consider some other contracted services so that they can see if they can't find some savings in that regard.
Thank you, because really the ideal situation would be in-house.
Yes, yes. And they are currently trying to do just that. Yeah.
So, Ms. Harris, thank you. So, is Mr. Pendleton still providing services to, in the past, it was Mr. Global Psychological Services, and Mr. Pendleton, Anthony Pendleton, was in charge of that the same person?
I don't know person in charge is, but I do know that they are still contracted with Global.
So, in the past, certain things like that was one time as we were working, the board was working as the authorizer, that kind of information was transferred to you, not you, but the person that was in your position. So because I'm just concerned, I know that when, I guess, you know, school year when they had, they were by the open house, and I think it was the Pendleton staff, they had like four persons supposed it was contracted to service, and imagine how much that each person had to pay, let the pay provide for that. But that's nothing being brought to your office on a regular basis regarding the amount of money that's being spent. I'm not sure how Ms. White was trying to word it, but we as an authorized and you responsible, something should be before you so you can track. I mean, I'm just saying that.
So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. So let me say this. A couple of things. One, we, as part of their board packet every month, we get their financials. So we get their financials every month. And so tracking their contracts, if you will, we can do that. That's not an issue. One of the additional things that I am looking at doing is bringing in Luska, if possible, to help us review their financials to report specifically to us and give a report regarding those monthly financials. This is not to say that, again, they had to do what they had. They had to do what they did. Like, it is no question, because they would have gotten in trouble with the state. Special education is a critical shortage area. There's just not special education teachers. So they entered their contract to provide services. And as you pointed out, and I think it's important for everybody on the board to understand, this contract has been in place for years. This is not new. This is not something that just happened.
It was passed for Commerce to Excel.
Exactly.
And I'm almost sure that it was because I was
in the Leona group.
Yes. This contract has been in place. Yes. This contract has been in place for a significant amount of time.
Ever since they've been here.
And so my point is that they have been doing what they can in lieu of actually hiring direct staff. We are at a point now, though, where they can no longer, in my opinion, they can no longer afford to do that. And so that is one of the concerns that we've raised with the BOD. That is one of the concerns that is acknowledged in my letter, which you have a copy of. And we've been talking about this specifically for months. And the reason why I brought it up was because I was concerned that this was going to be an issue. I said in one of these meetings, as well as I said to the BOD, before the state ever sent a letter to them, I said, this is what typically gets schools identified for fiscal distress. And I said that. So for anyone to act like this is news to them, like nothing was said about this, that is misleading. And it should not be left on the record without being addressed that that's not the case.
Okay, Madam Chair,
one last thing
that we can get down. So, Mr. Petway, in the light of everything that has happened, I'm not telling you what to do. From this point going forward, how can we, and which way do we go in monitoring the beginning and the end of this crisis? So how many students recently was in
special
education at the beginning of maybe 2022? I'm not sorry, I don't know when they were cited, but when did the it kept hiking up. When did the problem occur? We don't have the answers. When did they the increase? What was the measurement of percentage of space air prior to 45%? I remember last month, maybe I can't quote it with you. I don't know if it was last month, the month before Ms. Ford stood up and told us that the expected education had risen to 48 to 45%. So where, well, I don't know, can someone do, I know you have a lot to do, but can we go back and try to figure out where the problem occurred? So everybody is responsible. We have to get this straightened out.
So this is the thing, and this is one of the things that I hope the board as a whole will hear me. When things like this happen, one of the things that we have to be careful about is that we don't panic for something that's not required for us to panic.
Well, I'm not.
What? No, I'm just saying in general. What the state is saying is this is the house is not. I'll use my analogy. The house is not on fire, right? The house is not on fire. What the state is saying is we smell smoke. We smell smoke, and you need to do what you need to do to make sure that there's not a fire going on, right? And so our what we need to do now moving forward is, one, we need to make sure that the plan that the BOD has put in place, one, they're sticking to it, two, that it's actually working, and that if it's not working, they quickly make whatever adjustments they need to make in order for it to work in the course of the next 3 years. The other thing is we are going to have increased oversight because they're in a situation where they have been notified by the state. And so, and this is one of the reasons why for months I have been saying it's important for us to stay in our lane. It's important for us to understand what the BOD is responsible for, what the authorizer is responsible for. Because if something happens, then it is our job to come in and make sure that these things are happening the way that they should. And so this is a prime example of what I've been talking about for months. So to answer your question, that's what we're going to do. There's going to be some, and I will send our response because we've gotten their response now, and I'm preparing our response to them. Of course, you all will get that. We plan to meet with them on a monthly basis as far as progress monitoring and oversight. As far as tracking the increased number of special education kids, that would be something I can't give you that off the top of my head. That would be something that, you know, we can definitely get as we get with Dr. Ferris and be able to show you the increase over the last couple of years. But it has increased significantly. And not only has the number of kids increased significantly, the cost of associated with providing those services to those kids have increased as well.
Ms. Harrison, you had a question?
Ms. Manifesto, through the chair, Mr. Farber, I just wanted to ask, by us doing our monthly financials, I know that you mentioned briefly that LUSPA may be assisting us in doing so. And so what I wanted to ask is, this taking on this extra responsibility, is it going to be a strain on our already existing staff that is currently managing our debt? Is it going to be, you know what I mean, something that will kind of like spread the situation thin or burn our people out because we're going in such a good direction and I don't want to mess that momentum up, if you can understand me.
Great question. Well, that's part of the reason why I'm vetting our plan right now to make sure that we can do that. Luska has not agreed since she's on the line, so Luska, don't jump off the line. Luska has not agreed to that yet because part of what I wanted to do was to set up what our metrics of oversight would look like so that I can say specifically, Luska, this is what I would need you to do on a monthly basis, review to let us know. And we're not just looking at their financials to review their financials. That is not, I mean, we can look at them, but ultimately that's their responsibility. What we're trying to monitor is whether or not what they said they were going to do is being done and it's working, right? That we're starting to see them receive the cost savings of the measures that they put in place. And so it's a very specific thing that we would be looking to do. It's not sort of kind of throw everything at the wall and hope something sticks. It's very specific to what is in their plan and what they plan to do in the future. I will definitely have an answer for you by next month as to what that process is going to look like, because again, I have to work through specifics with Luska about what she can and cannot handle. But that's part of the reason why I didn't just put a plan together and say, do this, because it is going to be increased responsibility on our end and other people in the district office.
Thank you, President, I'm going to turn again. So I know that you haven't got the plan figured out as of yet, but could it be a possibility that we may have to hire a third party?
Oh my God,
I don't think so. I think at this point, if they had a 10-15 million dollar budget and all, I think it would be a bit more complicated. But at this point, I don't think so. Even if it's just a matter of us creating sort of kind of the checklist necessary to go through their budget and sort of kind of just, I think we can make our way through that without at this point having to bring in anyone else to do it, because we know what we're looking for. And that's what I want to be specific about, is we know exactly what we need to look for. And so we should be able to manage that. At this point, I would recommend that to the board. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Ms. Walker, did you have had a chance? Okay. Our next agenda item is to approve the meeting agenda. Is there a motion to approve the meeting agenda?
I would like to make a motion to approve the meeting agenda.
Second.
Oh, I have one more.
Let's discussion. So, if you have the suggestion.
Okay. I just wanted to add the food allowance, because I ordered the same exact thing that we've always ordered with them, with dessert. And this time I couldn't do it because the cost of everything has gone up. And at one time we did have on the, we tried to increase the food allowance. I can't remember, what I think was the $35. I couldn't remember. It was approved. But I'm just saying the price, and before I ordered the exact same thing, and it was nearly not that expensive. And so because of that reason, and we all know shopping, the food is costing a lot more. So we need to hopefully add this to our agenda to increase it.
Any other discussion?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's kind of piggybacking off of Trustee Spike White in regards to food allowance. I don't know if this is something that we can do or consider as a board, but we do have Mr. Tarver here and Mr. Steve during dinner time, taking their time and they don't get a chance to eat. So I was wondering if we should at least add them while they're here. I hate having meetings during dinner time and they don't provide food. Whoever. Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. Ms. Harris.
Thank you. I just want to concur with Ms. Roberts. Initially, when we did do that, I asked for that, because I thought that was unfair. But at that time, our attorney said no. But it's our decision, and I agree with it. So, and I think that we should include them, because they're here working for us to service us. And I would like for us, as we go forward, to consider all three of them.
Okay. And Ms. Gully?
Ms. Gully, I'm sorry, as well. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone that's here. Because they may not get to go home and sacrifice their dinner with their families. So I agree. I just want to say this, and thank you for allowing me to speak. Okay. We did vote for the $35 a while back. I think it was in February 24.
So let's add this under new business number 3.
Is it two part or one part? Is it going to be to add everybody as one and then to recognize.
So it would be to increase the food allowance and to add our vendors.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Yes. President, for clarity purposes, would it be to add the food allowance, the increase for $35, or would it just be for an increase?
I think to the 35. And I think to Ms. Harris's point, I seem to remember that I thought it was 35.
Yeah. It was in February 24. It was in the package that we had voted to do the three season retreat and the $200 increase, and also the vote for all members to go to New Orleans, but we didn't go. So
yeah,
all of that was in that package, and we did amend to the budget. But thankfully, so we did a vote for $35. And I think, so what we do, I know I just asked this, so is it going to be a separate, like three for the $35 and then to include the
I can check with Ms. Gully, but I think we can include that in one motion.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll just include it in one motion. Any other discussion? Madam Secretary, please call the roll to approve the meeting agenda with the addition of a third item under new business.
Amy Garrett.
Yes.
Sandra Walton.
Yes.
Doris Aaron.
Yes.
Janice Bradley.
Yes.
Linda Willard.
Yes.
Cheryl Sampson.
Yes.
And I vote yes. And I vote
yes. I see
our next agenda item, public comments, agenda items only for 3 minutes. If there's anyone who would like to speak on an agenda item. Did you want to speak now or do you want to speak at the end?
Good evening. My name is Renee Ford. I am so glad that Mr. Petway addressed the issue of the distress letter, because it was brought to my attention today and Monday that it was because of this new board, which I'm a part of, we are the ones spending up the money. Not accusing anybody, I'm just stating that I'm glad for the record. It was stated this has been going on for a couple of years. It didn't just start now, and we have sat down. I appreciate Mr. Petway and Cheryl for, you know, giving me some insight, but it is not, and it has not, and it did not start when I became president.
Of course, I never heard that rumor.
Me either.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Ford. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on an agenda item? Is there anyone online?
No one else.
Okay. Then we will move on to president comments. Of the meeting minutes from February 10th. Is there a motion?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to approve February 10th regular meeting minutes.
Support? Discussion?
I have a discussion. Mm-hmm. I wasn't here, so how do I hold?
Oh, you're conscious.
If you read them.
Did you have a chance to?
I wasn't at the meeting. I was not attending the meeting.
So. No, but did you have a chance to attend the meetings? Did you have any questions about anything in the minutes?
No.
Okay. A letter.
Yeah. Okay. You can vote if you feel that you want to vote for them. You don't have to be present at the meeting to approve the minutes that were there. If you have any questions, you can bring them up or any concerns that you may do with them. But you do have the liberty to vote yes or no.
Okay.
You can vote, even though you weren't there.
I'll just go with the group.
Okay.
We did, I'm sure.
Any other discussion? Madam Secretary, please call the roll. This is to approve the meeting minutes from February 7th.
Tamika Roberts.
Yes.
Cassandra Walker.
Yes.
Doris Harris.
Yes.
Janice Bright-White.
Yes.
Linda Willard.
Yes.
Cheryl Sampson.
Yes.
and you would like to vote yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Okay. President comments. I just wanted to say thank you for those of us who came out to support the coffee and conversation, our first one. At Dunkin' Donuts on March 26th. Really, really good conversation. I love
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay. February 26th. You know, they keep me in order. Thank you. So February 26th at Dunkin' Donuts, we had a really good conversation. I thought that Ms. Roberts and I would be the only ones there eating donuts and drinking coffee. And we had eight folks.
I don't think it was supposed to attend.
It is in the newspaper this month. Really appreciated the community coming out, asking questions, just having a really good informal discussion. A lot of the discussion, of course, was around a high school. You know, what are our thoughts about that? What are our plans? And thank you to President Ford for joining us, because she was able to speak directly to some of the initiatives going on at Barber. And I think it also signals that the BOD and the BOD are working together.
Yes.
Whether it's, you know, high school programming here, but also the fiscal distress notice. So just to, you know, thank you for your comments, and you're absolutely correct. That did not just start on your watch. And I think that's unfortunate if that's being circulated in the community, because that is certainly not true. I think what's important is that the approach we're taking is to work collaboratively to try to resolve the issue, to monitor it, to make sure that we have a good plan in place to monitor it, to provide whatever support that we can, and make sure that we resolve it. And something that Mr. Petway said that is really key, which is, in addition to the increasing cost of special education, a lot of this started with Barber having to pay for renovations, the bathroom renovations specifically that they had not budgeted for. That was a huge hit to their budget, like $350,000 that they had not budgeted for. They did not have to dip into their funds specifically to cover those renovations, it has a ripple effect. So down the line, that was an issue. So we just want to, I think it's just helpful to clarify that. So coffee and conversations, the next one is March 26th. We are hoping that it will be at the district office, and Mr. Petway is going to talk more about the renovations going on at the district office. If not, it will be at, we will go back to Dunkin' Donuts, so we will certainly let everyone know in the public. But again, you know, come out, have some coffee, donuts, and it's helpful to hear directly from people just in a very round table conversation about what their thoughts are. And I think we were able to answer a lot of questions that people were not necessarily having addressed in this kind of more formal setting. So I do appreciate that. And again, we will let you know for sure where the location will be. Ms. White?
Yes, just to clear something, the BOD contract said the renovations. That's the only reason why they should have budgeted for it. They're supposed to cover all upgrades, unless they want to upgrade or change their contract. Mm-hmm. I have a copy on the contract right here if you want to see it. Then they're supposed to cover all is in the contract. They came up with the contract and signed
it. To answer your question, this board voted to pay for those renovations and then backed out of it.
Correct.
And then backed out of it.
Because
yes, this board voted to pay for the bathroom renovations and then reversed that decision. At that point, the BOD had no other option than to dig into their budget to cover those renovations, because at that point, the bathrooms had been, it was we could not open school and have students using the bathrooms in the state that they were in because some of the work was done. It wasn't quite done properly.
It just goes back many years.
Excuse me, you don't have the floor. So excuse me.
Oh, I thought I did until you interrupted, but that's okay.
Just to make it clear, the BOE voted for those bathroom renovations, just as we voted on the windows and some other things that we plan to do that year. And then all of those decisions were reversed. So we just want to make sure that as we move forward, as we're partnering with the BOD to renovate the building, because even if it's in their contract, if this board votes to do it, then we should stick by our word. And we should stick by a vote that we took. And at the end of the day, we're investing in a building we own. We are also investing in the students who attend this school. I think it's worth it for us to spend whatever money we have in our sinking fund for the students who currently attend Barber Preparatory Academy. If my child attended school here, I would want to make sure that they had, I mean, you look at the media center, this is an example of something that the BOE stepped up to help support. I think we should do that. Even though it's not in the contract, the board can vote to do those special projects at any time. I just think that if we do it, we need to stick by our word. Ms. Harris?
Thank you. At your leisure, can you make available to me when that the Board of Education voted to do something when we change our mind? Are you saying recently when Ms. Gibson was here? Because we spend millions of dollars, I mean, thousands, hundreds of dollars renovating and building them for those public parties and all of that. So where, when we get a chance, can you help me to go recall that? Because we voted and we spent money, Presley paid for it, and that summer we left, the whole, everything was done. And we came, excuse me, when we came back, everything that was done was tore up.
Excuse me, Ms. Harris, it was done, but it was not done up to the standard that you would want children using the restroom center. Yeah. Some of the bathrooms were demoed. They had not been completely renovated yet.
I'll be happy to
go back and pull that up.
Okay, thank you.
Any other? Yes, Ms. Roberts. I'm sorry. I did not see that.
Go ahead.
Ladies.
Okay, I'll go. Madam President, through the chair, just to help with the timeline, it was the time when Treasurer Walker and myself, at the time was VP, sitting on the board, you know, right before we were unappointed. What time frame?
Yes.
No,
yes, ma'am.
It started before
Excuse me.
No, way before you guys.
Harrison,
I just wanted to say in the closing remark of your coffee and conversation, please let the public know that we are holding raffles for our fundraiser. Thank you.
Okay. It was Mr. Pad
was the president. Remember?
I was vice president and we did our job.
So, were there any other questions or comments about coffee conversation or? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Madam President.
Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
Yes, it was a beautiful event. I would like to definitely piggyback off of that. It was beautiful. It was refreshing. And I can tell that the community came with questions. Looking for answers and not just, you know, shut down, but they were open to hearing their responses. So that makes a huge difference. There's nothing worse than someone asking a question, but they shut down and really don't want the answer. But, you know, they really were there looking for answers, seeing, you know, how they can be involved. And so I'm just really excited for the next coffee hour. So thank you. Oh, and then Mr. Shannon also came. Discussing the loop and everything, his transportation loop. So I look forward to hearing all about that as well.
Okay. Next, we have District Department reports, Mr. Talbot.
All right. Again, good evening, everyone. Just want to point out again,
on your agenda, we did make some adjustments to the district reports, and that is now standard. So the report specifically for Edge and the report for Broward Preparatory Academy, those were included in your board packet. Dr. Ferris nor Lori will be reporting out during the meeting, but if you have any questions regarding their report or anything you would like for me to follow up on, feel free to email me, and I will follow up with them and give answers to any questions that you might have. With that, we have the first report, which is the finance report. Lucy, are you there?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me okay? Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
We're in your hands, Lucy. We can hear you.
Okay, good. Good evening. So good evening to the board. The finance department will be reporting this evening on the eight-month period to the end of February 2026. In your board packets, you do have the two statements for the general fund, the fund balance statement, and the statement of revenues and expenditures. And also in your packets are the statements for the cash position and the debt position for the district as a whole. Starting with the fund balance, as of February 2026, the district has a surplus of $484,718. The beginning fund balance was a deficit of $476,807. So the district has increased its fund balance by $961,525. Looking at the statement of revenues and expenditures, the revenues for the month of February were $16,115. I beg your pardon. The total revenues for February were $49,094. And for the eight-month period, $1,900,984. Expenditures for the month of February were $65,209. And for the eight-month period, $939,459. Looking at the cash position, the district has approximately $6.4 million in cash. The general fund cash is approximately $3.4 million. And restricted and committed cash, approximately $3 million. Finally, if we take the statement of debt position, it is unchanged. So at the end of February, we are reporting a total debt of $8,876,695, of which the debt fund is $685,750 and the general fund $8,190,945. So far this year, debt payments for the general fund total $270,813, and debt payments for the debt bond fund are $15,250. Those are your statements of financial position and cash for the month ending 28th of February 2026. Does anybody have any questions regarding the financial statements?
I have a question.
This
one. Oh, but it's not on this page. It's when you bring up the next page. Okay, but it usually it's on the screen when I ask the question. Okay, I'm trying to find the expenses.
when she gets there. Yeah. The expenses, $6,163. What was the expenses?
The Board of Education expenses?
Yes.
Yes. So those include your contractor costs for your consultant for the board, as well as the Board of Education stipends.
Oh, so that's under expenses? Because usually when you, the last page has the register for the check. So that's into expenses, not separate.
Sorry, I didn't quite understand your question.
How the last sheet shows the check registry.
Yes.
I'm just asking, is that separate? That's not, that's put into expenses then.
So the check registry shows all the payments that were made in the month that make up your expenditures in your statements of revenue and expenditures.
So that's the expenses. That's the $6,000.
So what she's saying is what you see on the check registry, all of that adds up to what you're seeing in expenditures. That's what it is. So expenditures is it's what you're paying. It's what costs you. It's your expenses, right?
Okay.
So expenditures is what money that you expend, money that you pay out.
Right? I understand. No, so, I don't think you understand the math thing. The check registry totals how much? The $6,163?
No.
That's my question.
No, because there are different things on the check registry. So what's on the check registry is going to align to a budget line item. So
okay,
there are specific things. So what she just said, the expenditure is right there. The budget line item is listed for you. Board of Education expenses. So in your Board of Education expenses, she told you things that you pay for, that pays for, is your stipend for the consultant or the payment for the consultant, your stipends that the board members get each month.
So the line item, I have to answer now. So they're line items. So when I do my math, these are line items. And not when the check registry didn't kind of agree with me when I was doing this. Okay. And my next question is bus services. It's like $15,000.
That's business services.
I mean, oh, business services. Yeah, maybe I saw the U.S. Okay, I'll stop for it. Oh, got you. And the RID, you know, the amendment, when are they going to be changed or updated or what have you?
Yes, so the usually recommend one budget amendment for the year, and I believe that budget amendment will come when the final budget is done at the end of May, and that will be done in conjunction with the budget for the next fiscal year. So you'll have your amendment to the current year, and you'll have your original budget for the following year, and that will go through to the board for approval. We'll prepare it at the end of May, and it will be presented to the board in time for the approval by June.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I had it now. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Excuse me. Are there any other questions for Luska?
And maybe, let me just say this, because we didn't meet, and maybe I could have asked this at the finance meeting, because I was trying to prepare for that, and we didn't have one this month.
Okay.
I could
well,
have
the line items this. Are pretty much the same, correct?
Every month.
Are there any other questions? Okay. In that case, I will ask for a motion to approve the financials for this.
I would like to make a motion to approve our financials in support.
Any other discussion? Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Tamika Roberts?
Yes.
Cassandra Walker?
Yes.
Doris Harris?
Yes.
Oh,
we have, excuse me, no. I was
Doris Harris? No.
Okay.
Linda Willer?
Yes.
Janice White White?
Yes.
And Rhonda Harrison, yes. Motion passed.
Yes.
Oh. Cheryl Sessler.
Okay.
Yes.
Madam President, the motion passed.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, we will call for board governance and oversight report provided by Ms. Gubb.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. We'll pass this out, please, if I may. Thank you. Thank you.
You do.
You get an envelope.
That's right.
So, good evening, everyone.
You're all in the right order.
So, what you have in your envelope is actually that. So, let me just say, first of all, I want to speak to obviously governance and oversight, but a development opportunity that shall be forthcoming. There was a conversation with the president and also with the CEO regarding the board development. We spoke of it previously. And the opportunity potentially may be on March the 21st or April the 18th. So those are currently the dates that we have available for the board development. What you have in your envelopes, the board actually participated in the last development where we went through the SDI or the strength deployment inventory. So what I've decided to do is to provide you with the printout, even though you guys received them in an email. I wanted to make them available so that you can take a look at them in your hands and actually read them and mark them up as you see fit. The reason being is the goal is on the agenda for the board development that we'll speak to. We spoke to the strength of the team. We want to also talk about the overdone strength. So that would be a part of the conversation. And so I wanted to provide the information. If you remember, we actually had a team report. That is going to be a little bit different because we now have Ms. Wright on the team. So she will participate in the SDI as well. And I'll reconfigure that report so everyone can see the reports and the information so we can speak to that. In that development session, the goal is to have it at the district office. So I hope that we will be able to do that. If not, we have heard from Mr. Petway that we may be able to have it here at the school. But the goal is the first half to complete our conversation about the strengths and the team, and also to have conversation that I think may help with what was discussed today about oversight and authorizing responsibilities, and just kind of speak to that a little bit. Have lunch together, and then after lunch, you guys have been asking for a session with the BOD. It would be the BOE and the BOD combined for some of that development session. So that is what I have before you. I just wanted to make those available. If you want the email, I can send those as well. But I wanted to give you something in your hand because sometimes you just like paper. Mm-hmm. And you can just, you know, go through it a little bit easier. So that is the goal. The goal is for that session to speak to the strength. We've already spoke to that, the makeup of the team, but also speak to the overdone strength and how that may potentially lend to triggers and conflict and how we deal with one another.
Ms. Roberts, did you raise your hand? Ms. Roberts, I'm just trying to make sure. Ms. Roberts, and then I think Ms. White had a question.
Yes, through the chair. Ms. Gully, thank you so much for this.
Yeah, try to get selective.
You know, this is amazing because sometimes you can look and actually see what you're doing or not doing. You know, if you're honest with yourself, like, oh, let me get it together a little bit. So yeah. This is going to be almost like a Bible for me. You know what?
And thank you for saying that. And, you know, just to let you know, I have different professional certifications. This is one that I really enjoy. And the reason I enjoy facilitating and the reason I enjoy, you know, the tool itself is that it gives you insight within about yourself, but also it makes you aware if you choose to of how to work with others and, you know, how to be able to, you know, help those interpersonal relationships. So I really enjoy it. I think that it is thorough. I think that, you know, it is really helpful. I know that there are a lot of organizations that use it, and I do think that it's wonderful. And it is something different to see it on paper. So I will give you, you know, if you want the email, I'll send that. But also in our session itself, I'll provide with some more support information for the conversation. Absolutely.
Okay. Ms. White?
Yes, what was dates that you just said?
March the 21st or April the 18th.
the April the 18th. Maybe I can't come the 21st. That's what I'm not heard that. Thank you.
And I believe okay. the administrative team is following up with those dates just to confirm availability.
Okay.
Okay. Ms. Harris?
Ms. Scully, you mentioned that the professional development is, you're not registered with the Department of Education.
No, I'm not. There's no requirement for them to be registered.
I didn't care about the requirement. Sure. I just want clarification.
Sure.
The professional development is not under the Department of Education. That's all.
It is not. It is not.
I checked. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Lewin?
Yeah. Ms. Scully, just for my curiosity,
sure.
In the overdone strength portion,
yes.
Well, you know, how we answered the questions, these were what was perceived. So what if a person wants to maybe make corrections? How is that possible? Or yeah. Do you have?
So let me just say the resource and the tool for self-reporting, right? So the information that you have there before you are from the responses that each individual made. If I understand you correctly, you're saying that the response that was originally given that you may feel differently or that you don't agree with it.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I'm reading my overdone strengths, and what if I feel that maybe possibly some of these are correct, or I would need maybe help with, you know, correcting them.
Gotcha.
And that's what
I
I'm
better
saying.
Understand. That's Thank what you. Saying. I okay. better understand. So that's a part of the conversation. So a part of the conversation is, and it's in your report as well, when it speaks to the overdone strength. So you have two reports before you. You have a personalized report.
The second.
And yes, okay. And you can actually read in that, and it actually gives you insight into what those overdone strengths mean and some resources or ways that you may be able
that's,
to.
That's my answer.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have it before you. Yeah.
Okay.
But also, that's a part of the conversation together. But Ms. Willie, you know I'm available. If you want to call and speak through it, you know, we can do that as well.
I most certainly will.
Absolutely.
Answer my question.
Absolutely. And also regarding the certification, if you guys, you know, want to know Strengths Deployment Inventory, it is a nationwide organization. So if you want to confirm that I am certified for that resource, you can check directly with them.
And email it up to me and give a chance.
Absolutely.
Thank
sure
you.
Will. Absolutely.
Thank you, Ms. Dillon. Ms. Roberts and I are here from parents,
which we weren't really able to do when we were online together. So we're we just figured out why we make a good team.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Complete opposites.
Yeah.
We would never know it.
But you know what's interesting about that? And thank you for saying that, President Sanford. You know, we were able to do it virtually. But if you really want to get into it, you know, the synergy in the room when you're having the conversations and being together, I'm really looking forward to it with this team. But that's where you get to have those conversations about how you work together as a team, why people may respond the way that they do, and getting all of that understanding and conversation. I think it'll really be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Yes, Mayor.
Any other questions for Ms. Scully?
Thank you, Ms. Scully.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again, Ms. Gully. It is my turn now. Oh, goodness. So I will start with the easiest stuff first. Let's start with the elevator, an update on that. In the last meeting, I told you all that we were 6 to 8 weeks out regarding the parts that have been ordered for the modernization of the elevator. Those parts have come in, and so they are in the process now of working on those. A lot of that work has to be done after hours, but they are working on that. The major part of it is the entire motor of the elevator and the inner workings are being replaced. As of right now, it is about $44,000 for that alone, and the BOD has submitted that invoice to us for reimbursement based on the resolution passed by the board. I want to remind the board that the board did approve up to $150,000 for the modernization. It does not look like at this point, it does not look like at this point that we're going to have to spend that much for the modernization of the elevator, but the board did approve up until that amount. And so as of right now, we're standing at about $44,000. There will be some additional costs with that because there's some other
things regarding the actual casing of the elevator that they're going to replace as well. But I think we're going to come in well under what we plan to spend. And so we will keep you all updated in that regard. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, it will be completed and the elevator will be up and working and modernized. Any questions about that?
I have a question.
Yes,
ma'am. Who will have keys? As far as the board is concerned.
So the only person that currently has a key is myself, and I would have a key to the elevator as well. I don't think we have any board members who have keys to the elevator.
No, I'm not saying we're board members, but what if we come early?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we need to walk upstairs, so how do we get on the elevator?
So at that point, take it away. Right. Camille will have the keys, and Camille is usually here before the board comes, so that they can have the key for the elevator to be used.
She's going to give it to security.
Yes, security will have it.
Okay, that's the question.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Renovations. Excited about this. We are in the process of updating our district office. We are getting the district office painted and new flooring provided at the district office. That process is underway. As you all know, we first had to get all of the files and things out. The board did vote for storage space for the files, and so those have been moved, and they are in the new storage facility. And I'll talk more about that when we get down to new business, so I will address more of that when we get to new business. But with that, we are going through the process of cleaning and renovating the building. As of right now, we're giving an estimated time frame of about 2 weeks for the work to be completed. And then we're also getting furniture for the district office as well. All of this has been budgeted for from the approved budget when you guys approved your budget back in June. So these expenses are already accounted for. And hopefully, we again, as Treasurer Walker continues to impress upon us, our goal is to come in under budget. So we are working to make sure that that is the case as well. So we will have some information for you. I will say that while depending on the days, and I will send out specific information to the board regarding this, but on days that they're painting and things like that, because of the fumes, the district staff will be working from home because they can't be in there sitting in that regularly. And so I will make sure that the board is aware of what that schedule is so that you'll know exactly when they're working from home.
Through the chair, I have a question. When you said it's going to be cleaning the office, if you happen to see, because Ms. Ms. she couldn't find
those bells.
Right.
Yeah, it's on my list. I promise you, I forgot. It's on my list. When they were going through the office, I was looking.
Yes, you do.
I got you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Do we have any more our history books in the office?
We have given all of them out, but we can definitely... We can definitely get some copies.
Please.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Harris.
Thank you. Mr. Henry, I know that it's on the new business, but do you have a projected picture or some rough draft of the possible renovation of the entrance of the building? Do you have something for us to look at?
So
the person that did the rendering and stuff, he didn't give you a...
So that was going to be what I talk about next.
I know, but I'm just saying it's nothing in the package for us to look at.
I'll address that next. Anyway. I just want to get through any of the stuff that's going on in district office. Any other questions about that? Okay. So the additional renovations is a proposed renovation for here at the actual Barber building. This came up as an urgent and emergent renovation because of some concerns regarding security. As you all know, once if someone comes into that front door of the building, they pretty much have access to the entire building. And so if an intruder came in at this point, there's nothing to stop them from going further into the building. And so we've had various conversations about how to rectify that. And we came up with an idea to build out the lobby area and build up a wall and to put in doors that can be locked, where security would be on the other side of it, but it will prevent them from being able to go directly into the building without being let in either by the office or by security. And so in your packet, you do have the cost breakdown for that. In doing so, I did not ask for a rendering. I was here when we went over how that was going to look and to describe that, but President Sanford actually also asked for a rendering, and so he is working on that, and hopefully I will have that by tomorrow, and I can send that out to the board so you can actually see what it's going to look like.
Chair.
Ms.
Harris.
Thank you. So is Article 6 the same as the one that Ms. Gilson had in this?
Same question I had.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm clearing my
throat. Oh, go on.
Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. So is this similar to the same thing that Ms. Gilson had already initiated for security?
If I can jump in. So this is, we did talk about this before. Actually, Member Wheeler and I both expressed concern about this going back quite some time. So what I think Ms. Gibson's vision was a little bit different than this. This is simpler than building out a whole new vestibule. This is a simpler solution. And I'm interested to see the rendering. But as we were standing downstairs like at the last meeting, and Mr. Petway kind of described it, I'm like, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. And it's a lot easier to do because that's been an ongoing concern just to increase the safety of the students here and at least stopping or slowing down someone who may get in the building with the intention of hurting the children. Because as he pointed out, when you come through the front door now, there are no metal detectors, but there's also no way to stop anyone from getting to the rest of the school. You know, this at least, hopefully it would stop an intruder, but it would also allow the students time to get to a secure location.
Would this also include the metal detectors?
So, okay. Great question.
Yeah.
We have also looked at the metal detectors, and one of the things that we wanted to make sure was that whatever we put in did not give that feel of like, you know, you come in some place that's unsafe or something like that, because it's more preventative than it is reactive. And so we have identified some detectors that are on the wall, and they're monitors. It won't be the one that you walk through. It's similar to the ones, if you've ever been to LCA and they have the ones on the wall. It's similar to that, that they're non-obtrusive, but they still monitor as well.
I think Ms. White and then Ms. Roberts.
My concern was the same as hers, except for one thing. When Ms. Gibson was doing this, she told us the metal detectors, sometimes you could get them on as easy as somewhere as a plant or a tree or something at the door. And that's what she was telling us when we was going to get the metal detectors. Something just as simple that, you know, was built in, you know, so it wouldn't look so, as you guys were saying, so harsh. Mm-hmm. So I just wondered if they do that kind of stuff, because we've had that kind of discussion.
Ms. Roberts, thank you, through the chair. Mr. Petway, will there be any type of, like, process training for security once the wall is, you know, even though it may seem to be something as simple as they have to let them in, but some formalized training with the process?
We will definitely show them how it works because it will be automatic. So it'll be like a button that they push that will allow the door unlocked. So they'll have to be informed on how to use that. And it'll be available. One will be available outside where that lobby area is. And then another will be available in the main office. To answer your question, yes, there's going to have to be some level of training once it's exactly.
Thank you.
That's
it. Does it also include panic button that would go directly to the police department?
No.
Can we?
I can ask about that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have similar question. The panic button is good because I was thinking of that. But
Is there an evacuation plan with the school, with security?
The staff is required to have a security and exit plan, and it has to be updated annually.
Right. Okay.
So they have to go through drills of that. They have to do 3 fire drills a year,
right.
And 3 fire drills, 2 tornado drills, and 3 emergency drills per year.
I'm gonna find out when they do these drills.
It's actually, they have to post it on their website.
Oh, okay.
So it's on the Barber. It's on Barber's website.
Oh, okay. Does that include American Shooter
Training? Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it does. Yeah.
Ms. Harris, you have a question?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So that is where we are. And as I said, when I get the rendering from the contractor, I will send that to you all so you can see it. But it is very simple. I can't describe it briefly. It's going to be a wall literally built all the way up until the sloped area of the steps. And then on either side, it will be a bridge so that nothing can come down on either side of the steps. And then there will be security doors in the middle of that. And I can show anyone when we, after the meeting is over, if you want to see, but we'll definitely get you the renderings. Reading month. March is reading month. And I have reached out to the BOD, the school, and they are going to be inviting anyone who wants to come to read as a guest reader during reading month. They are going to do that. She is supposed to get me the schedule of availability this week, and I will send that out to you all for you to sign up if you want to come and be a guest reader. I have been requested already. I'm going to kindergarten to read, and I cannot wait. I'm reading it. If you give a mouse a cookie, I cannot wait. If anyone else wants to join with that, they're going to send out the schedule for that, and we'll get you that. Windows. I brought this up last month. Just want to bring it to your attention again. And Mr. Bolden is here. He's one of the individuals who would be bidding for the renovation or the upgrade of the windows. We talked about this last month. We want to, if the board is going to do this year, it's something that we need to get ahead on. We will need to issue an RFP if we do decide to move forward with it. Because of the time frame, manufacturing of those windows and all of those things that are required, in order for us to try to make sure that that's done in a timely fashion, we need to really consider whether or not we're going to move forward with that now or whether that's going to be something that we move to next year. And we know that there were some other things that come up that sort of kind of were more urgent because of the actual facility itself. But just wanted to bring that back up to the board so that we don't lose that conversation, so that we can make sure that we're staying on top of that, as well. The music program, I want to talk about that. It's been discussed in the community sponsored by Ms. White, a possible music program that will possibly be here at Barber Preparatory Academy. And there have been a few things said in the community and all of that, and people are a bit confused as to what is actually transpiring. And so we just want to go on record and make it clear, one, that the initiative of donations and the program itself is not a BOE initiative. This is not something that has been voted on or any action taken by the BOE. And so any person who is making any donation or any person who is looking to participate in that program, that is independent of the Board of Education. We did meet about this, and it is a wonderful endeavor that Ms. White is trying to lead and get a music program for. So she is working out the specifics at this time with the BOD, what that's going to look like, whether it's going to be a summer program or whether it's going to be done at the rec center. We don't know yet. They're working through the specifics of that. And as soon as we get that information, as soon as they get that information, it will be made public, made available to the public. But we just want to be clear about where this is sourced from, who's doing this, so that there's not any confusion And that if anything comes of it, if anything doesn't come of it, we know where those questions need to be directed. And so, again, it is not a BOE sanctioned program or opportunity. So we just want to be clear about that. Budget amendment. Ms. White brought up the budget amendment. Luska may mention that it will be in June, which is exactly what we did last year. I just want to point out again to everyone that you're going to see a number of line items increased in the amendment because we had a number of additional costs. One of those costs, which is pretty much the only main cost, is going to be the cost of transportation. And I just want to make sure I continue to remind you of that because, again, I don't want anybody else getting to that point and anyone acting surprised by that. We do have additional costs for transportation due to us providing transportation for special education students who reside in Highland Park but go to school outside of the district. And so I just want you to keep your eyes open and ears open for that when it comes to the amendment so that you are you're aware of that. And that is all I have, Madam Chair. Any questions for me?
All right.
Thank you.
Next we will move to our subcommittee reports, executive committee. Chair Roberts, you have an update for us?
Oh, well, I don't know if I would call it an update, but, you know, I'm going to say something since it's my time. Good evening, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather outside, because I surely am. So from the executive committee, we did meet March the 4th at 6 p.m. And, of course, you know, Mr. Pelway, he does such an amazing job on, you know, discussing everything that we do in these subcommittees. I can't say piggyback, but since I've been saying it all evening, I'm going to say it again. Piggybacking off Mr. Pettway, you know, we talked about President Sanford's coffee and conversation, how welcoming it was, how engaging it was. We talked about the facilities update. So I was happy to hear that the district office has been removed of those files that were in there. And I can just imagine when they were moving, you know, the dust and everything that was circulating. I thought about Snoopy. You know, so I'm so happy to hear that because I really do. You know, when you have a lot of paper and a lot of things that's just sitting up there that dust, it impacts people's health. So I'm so glad that, you know, that you all are getting a district office together. I'm just so excited. I can't wait till we have our first coffee over there. I'm excited. So in addition to that, we talked about our professional day or our first day of mentoring with the BOD. I'm looking forward to that. And then, like I say, the transportation loop, Mr. Shannon was there in person talking about it and, you know, just wanted to know what he could do to partner with us to ensure that our babies that need transportation is able to take advantage of that. So more to come, you know, on that. And I think Kids to Lansing Day, we talked about that. Let's see here. Oh, and then safety of the district office, which I found extremely important because, you know, they're there throughout the day and it's kind of open to the public. And so, you know, I really want us to really consider the ladies there in the office, not taking anything away from you, Mr. Pentway, you know, but, you know, all of you all safety. So, you know, ensuring that there's safety there, you know, throughout the day. And then our educational updates we had, we talked about that. We talked about the success of our fundraiser. Let me see here. What else did we talk? We talked about so much of the conversation that Mr. Pentway was having with Excel in regards to the letter, seeing how he's offered assistance so we can stay on the up and up with our finances and everything, seeing how we can assist them. And I know Camille is transitioning wonderfully. And Mr. Price said he was, you know, he was transitioning wonderfully, yes, being an ambassador at Coffee Hour. So overall, you know, I think our executive committee meeting was a success. We're always ensuring that, you know, we always think about policy around if there's any policy needed or anything like that, any additional policy. Since we are rebranding and I feel like we're rebranding the district, we just want to make sure that anyone after us that come in, they're going to have a solid foundation on, and anyone reading it will know what this board was about based on the policy that we have and all of the other decisions that we've made for the district. So I couldn't ask for a better executive committee team. So thank you all so much. And that's it.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. Something B.P. Roberts just said reminded me of something I needed to report out. So can I have just a
few minutes?
The other thing is, Madam Chair, B.P. Roberts was referring to the safety of the office. Because of that, we are going back to appointment only for individuals coming to the district office. It is concerning for individuals to feel empowered to show up to the district office and then raising issues and complaints with district staff and becoming abrasive and vocal and things like that. And so we want to, again, we want to be available to the public, but we also have to ensure appropriate behavior and the safety of our staff. And so moving forward, if any individual from the public would like to come to the district office, they will need to call and set an appointment to do so, so that we can ensure the appropriate staff are there and that the appropriate people for them to talk to is there as well. And they can call and get a same day appointment. We're not saying like you have to call and schedule out a week in advance. You can even call and get a same day appointment, but we need to know who's coming into the office and why they're coming into the office. We did have an incident with a community member who came to the office and was pretty abrasive towards Camille. The other ladies felt the need to come forward and be there and present. In case there that it went sideways, and we need to avoid that. And so I know it's the board's desire for the community to feel heard and know that we're available to them, and that's part of our desire as well. But we have to do so in an effort of being safe as well. So we will be available, but we're going to update the website and let the community know that any individual looking to come to the district office for any reason would need to be by appointment.
Ms. White?
Mr. Penway, what are your office hours? Because that's what I've been wanting to know. Do you have?
I am typically there Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Tuesdays, what time? Thursdays, and Friday before what time?
They vary, but I'm typically there Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And let me just say for the record, because this was also said, I am always available. And if you call me, I typically will call you back. But I am not sitting somewhere just waiting on phone calls. So please remember that you have a contractor in place who you contracted for specific services, and those services are done. So if you call, know that you're going to get me. And if not, I will call you back.
Ms. Harris and then Ms. Wheeler.
So, Mr. Fedway, was that an incident report made? Is that documented and a week?
We were notified of the issue. So, yes, Camille made the issue known to us.
Oh, so are we allowed to see that incident?
I believe she reported it to her supervisor. Yes.
I know, I'm saying that a community person came in and did what Mr. Petway said, and an incident report was filed, and it was documented. So at the next board meeting, can we see that?
Well, I believe he said it was reported to him.
I'm sorry.
It was reported to him. I don't think it was a written document, but if the situation was resolved, then I guess I'm not really sure what you're asking for.
Someone came into the district office and, according to Mr. Petway, was acting not appropriately. The incident should have been taken and should be placed so that if something reoccurring or something else happened, we have something to go with. And I think that he should have been at the board. I'm glad, Ms. Floyd, thank you for sharing with us what documentation should have been available, because some of us may know that person. And
but that's some, the, I'm sorry, Ms. Harris. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Okay, nothing. That's okay. If that was no incident, that was nothing documented. Thank you.
Can I just say, yes, again, Ms. President Sanford, I don't know why it seems like this is the case, but I do feel the need to say it once again. The reason why you have a chief administrative officer is for them to manage the district. And to, when things to happen, for them to inform. That's what's required in both your bylaws and it's in the CAO's contract. The board needs to be careful about micromanaging the behavior of and the happenings of the CAO. That's not what happens. And I do get concerned sometimes that we are crossing over lanes where we don't understand what is supposed to be handled by the CAO, and the CAO then reports that to the board. And if there's anything else that's supposed to happen, we'll go from there. And so I'm not saying you're saying that, Ms. Harris. I'm just saying, again, I think that that's something that the board needs to be aware of, because when we cross over lanes, we crash. And that's how accidents happen. And we have developed, I think, a working system. And I know that some people, that makes some people uncomfortable at times, but we have a working system. When there is something for you to be informed of, I always inform you, just like I did just now. There is never a time where there is something where the board needs to be informed of and you all have not been informed.
Ms. Wheeler,
your question. So for appointments, because that was that last year, year before last, that's how we ran the district office, mm-hmm, by appointment. Will there be a little sign on the window?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And it'll be available on the website as well. So one of the things that we're going to try to do, too, on the website is that they can book the appointment on the website, too. So we're going to be working with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's it.
No.
Sorry.
Finance committee, I understand there was no finance committee.
Due to work constraints.
Okay.
We didn't have one this month.
Educational expansion committee, we did meet this month. And we had a presentation from Ms. Harris from the Detroit Promise. One of the things that we've looked at, as you know, students who live in Highland Park but attend school in Detroit are not able to take advantage of the Detroit Promise, even if they graduate from a Detroit high school.
Absolutely.
And we think it's not fair. So we looked at what would it take to start our own Highland Park Promise here to make sure that our students have the same advantages as students from Detroit. So we've started having the conversations. As you know, we have funds, student activity funds, that can only be used for student activities. Those funds could be used as seed money for Highland Park Promise, which would also require increased fundraising activity, serious fundraising activity, to help build that kind of fund. So as we look at having a high school at some point, that gives us additional time to build out that Highland Park Promise. But, you know, it's Detroit is not going to change the rules for their funds. It you know, it is what it is, and they're serving Detroit residents. So Mr. Petway arranged for us to actually speak with someone from the Promise, and her information was extremely helpful. He has also reached out to someone from the Michigan College Access Network, so kind of that next step, to help us understand what do we need to do to create a Promise here. And then we'll be able, obviously, to bring that back to the board for more discussion and also for a vote to see if this is something that the whole board wants to move forward with.
This is excellent. Is there a timeline?
At this point, not really. So we're thinking if we are looking at starting with the ninth grade academy in the near future and then building that out, we can use that as a timeline for the promise. So students who graduate from a Highland Park High School, once we have a high school in place, we'll be able to take advantage of them. And it's with most of the promise programs, it's our money would be last in. So if you are going to a community college, typically your financial aid will cover classes that you're taking at a community college level. It's what the state is doing with Michigan ReConnect. And it's what the Detroit Promise does. Most of them, you have to use your financial aid first, and then the promise would cover whatever is left over. In some cases, that may only be, you know, it could be books, which could be almost as expensive as your classes, depending on the field of study. So if you qualify for funding through Michigan Marks, same thing. They want you to spend everybody else's money first, and then they will pay for what's left over. So it would be leveraging additional funds. It wouldn't just be the funds of the district has.
I know we have to do this right, but I wouldn't want it to be rushed. But I was just thinking about the ones that are graduating this year. What is this for them? Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think we would have anything in place in time for them. But it's, you know, that is something we could look at as we create this. So maybe, you know, starting now, students who are ready to take advantage of it, you know, in 4 years. So I think that that's a great suggestion and something that we should definitely look at as we move forward with this. The other thing that I had to report on, and this was not part of the committee meeting, but we talked to this board before about partnering with Wayne County Community College to create a satellite here. And we are still having those discussions. Part of the, I shouldn't say roadblock, but we're trying to find records for how the college was closed at the time. And what the tax capture was. So as we move forward with Wayne County, we're getting into some more technical questions. We don't seem to have those records here. The state of the Michigan Department of Education does not have those records. So we reached out to Treasury. We've also engaged with Senator Chang and State Representative Myers Phillips to help us get answers to those questions, because we don't want to start a plan with Wayne County, and then the state comes back and says, no, you can't do that. So they are still very excited about working with us, about having a satellite location here. We're very excited about it. We're just trying to make sure that we don't have any roadblocks at the state level.
You mean, yes, you can't answer this, but what if those records aren't being found? Then what next?
So we should proceed until apprehended, which is kind of my motto.
Okay.
What
I was just wondering, was there a plan B after?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what we have been able to find, just going back through all newspaper articles, and there are a lot of, you know, there was a lot of news coverage, as I'm sure you remember, during that time, and some of the questions that Joe Urban raised, we were able to find from some of the newspaper articles.
Because he was there. Yeah.
He was around during that time. So we were able, that's basically the only information that we have so far, since the state says they don't have those records with the Department of Education. And some of those records could have been left in the buildings that were closed and left.
Next.
So we're piecing that together. We've shared the information that we've been able to find so far. And again, both Senator Chang and our state rep are committed to helping us work through this. So we've had two meetings in the last week, just bringing them up to speed on where we're at and asking for their assistance, in addition to the other assistance that we need with the transportation issue. And they've been very responsive and very supportive.
I'm very confident, Senator Chang.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's leaving.
So yeah. I think that, you know, I'm hoping that by our meeting next month,
okay,
that we will have some
kind of... You bring back information.
Information, okay. Yes. But if we... So the plan B is just that we would negotiate with Wayne County and decide what the tax capture, what that portion was. It was 4% before. And this was all in newspaper articles. The coverage was really pretty thorough and yielded a great deal of information. You know, if there's something from the state that prevents us from moving forward, then we can negotiate whatever that should look like here.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's plan B. As long as nobody else has the records, then we should move forward with what we think makes good sense for the district. And that is the Education Expansion Committee report. Oh, fundraising committee. Secretary Harrison.
Hi. Due to conflicts and scheduling last month, we were unable to have the meeting.
Okay.
So we'll report for the upcoming meeting.
Okay. We have no unfinished business, new business. Motion to approve resolution to appropriate sinking funds to build out the lobby of Barbara Prep.
Yes, this the resolution has been provided to you in your board packet. Again, it is, I believe it's $22,275. That is for the entire, build out. The only thing that I would ask the board to consider, well, actually, no, I just answered my own question. Anyway, that is there, and that is for what we discussed earlier. As I said, I did go back to him and ask him for a rendering, and as soon as I get that, I can provide that to the board.
Okay. Is there a motion? Okay, if we can, the motion first, and then we'll take any other discussion.
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
We'll call the resolution.
Thank you, ma'am. Support?
Support.
Okay. Ms. Harris?
Oh, no, I'm just a first time. Like a little after a new management company came in and they wanted to remove it, would they, this company will have it so that it won't have permanent damage?
Yeah, it's not a permanent wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Amika Roberts?
Yes.
Sandra Walker?
Yeah.
Doris Harris?
Yes.
Linda Willen?
Yes.
Dennis Byd White?
Yeah.
Cheryl Zamper?
Yes.
Yolanda Harrison? Yes. Motion passed.
Okay. Next item is motion to approve Fred's Key Shop invoice. This is locks for the files. I'm going to ask Mr. Petway, before we have the motion, I'm going to ask Mr. Petway to explain what this is.
Sure. As you all know, we moved the files to separate storage facility. Separate storage facility. And as part of the requirement, by RESA for how we secure those files. There's three levels of security that's required. One is that those files are in a locked area. Two, that area, that inside that area can be locked. And then three, that the actual individual files themselves can be locked. And there's a specific type of lock that they're required. It is a floor lock for each of the files. File cabinets. Just to put it in perspective for you, we have 102 file cabinets.
Wow.
And that's what this invoice is for. The invoice is to provide locks for those 102 file cabinets that will be in that storage space so that we can have the three layers of appropriate security.
Wow. Okay.
Question.
Okay.
And did I hear
question? Before we go to discussion, can we do the motion? And then we'll have discussion.
I'd like to make a motion to accept Fred's Keys. And what's something
to support?
What if my question is affected by the motion?
We don't even know how much it's going to cost when we vote. You know,
yes, it is. It's in your packet. Okay.
So if we can get support, and then during
I support. Ms. Wheeler.
your question?
You said 102, so each file cabinet has to have a key.
So yes, they have to be locked individually.
Wow.
Yes.
You have to know the cost.
The cost for one, it's broken out on in the invoice that's provided.
65 a unit. Okay, per unit. Thank you. It's secure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That 16,000 is for just total. All of them.
Yes, that's the total cost. Mm-hmm. For all of them.
Is that? That makes sense.
I'm sorry.
What
doesn't make sense to you? I don't understand.
I'm amazed that it only cost 16,000.
Yeah. You think it would have cost more? Is what you're saying?
Yes. Are we talking about the long rod that goes down from the top to the bottom?
Yes.
Oh wow, that's a good deal.
Ms. White.
Yes. Now you said it's a state law, because remember when we moved the cabinets in storage years ago, and they were in that storage place, and we didn't go through that. So is this something that's a state law? Because we moved the cabinet.
This is the your files are not not governed by the state. The files are governed by RESA, and this is the requirement that RESA has in place: the 3 levels of security required for your files.
Okay, I'm just saying because they've been moved out the office. For years, they were gone into a storage.
I can't say what was done in the past.
Yeah.
I can tell you what needs to be done now.
Same cabinet.
So it's the same. It's that.
Well, they were previously stored at RESA. When the files were removed from here, they were stored at RESA.
Well, they were in the storage company that...
I only remember the files being stored
there. There were 2 places. Where and a storage company.
Yeah.
And the storage company was
supposed to be biased against us. That warehouse, right. Yeah.
How the storage company was supposed to be biased against us.
Exactly.
That was recent.
No.
Yeah. So, but were there any other questions? Okay.
I just have a comment. I'm so happy.
Yay.
So, Ms. Fairway, how so after we vote, would this be available to put on the...
This week, they're just waiting on me to tell them that we're in. Yeah, and we have to pay a deposit up front, and then once they're done, they'll the rest of it.
Yeah, through the chair, President, did they say how long of a process once they're given the go, how long it will take?
It's a couple of days.
Okay.
And that's just because they have to move the files around to do the locks and stuff like that, but it's a couple of days.
All right, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Yes.
Ms. Angela Walker.
Yes.
Doris Harris.
Yes.
Linda Berlin.
Yes.
Janice Bradbury.
Yes.
Cheryl Sanford.
Yes.
Yolanda Johnson. Yes. Motion passed.
Okay, our next item, which was added, is the food allowance. And this is to increase the food allowance to $35 per person and to include our vendors who attend our meetings in person. Is there a motion?
I would like to make a motion. Support.
Thank you. Discussion?
It's about time.
It's that's right.
Yeah.
Can I
call?
Yes, ma'am.
Cheryl Sanford?
Yes.
Amika Roberts?
Yes.
Cassandra Walker?
Yes.
Doris Harris?
Yes.
Linda Willard?
Absolutely.
Then Janice Byrne?
Yes.
Yolanda Harrison? Yes. Motion passed.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
5 minutes.
It's
going to be 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. that's up to you all. Extended public comments. 3 minutes only. Do we have anyone?
Public comments.
Yes. Mr. Advancer Price is online. He does have.
Three minutes.
I'm sorry. Let me change. Hold on, Ambassador Price. Let me change this. It defaulted the time. I didn't do that.
It's not
true. Ambassador Price, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, greetings, everybody. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Women's History Month because March is Women's History Month. So I wanted to wish everybody a happy Women's History Month.
Okay.
Okay, it shows people love to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else for extended public comments? Okay, next is Board of Education Affairs and Comments. Do we, why don't we just start the whole thing around?
I just want to thank everybody for the beautiful flowers that I got while I was there, you know, resting and healing. Thank you so much. It just made my day. Come back. And I don't want to be sick next month, but.
They were the only kind of
the boss, too, with the ribbon.
We are glad
you're back. Yeah. And it's good to be back.
Ms. Walker, did you have any comments?
Well, I know how you feel about the flowers, because the flowers are absolutely gorgeous.
don't forget my birthday.
But I thank all of y'all. I really appreciate all of you.
Ms. White?
Good evening. I just wanted to speak on Michigan month. It's May. Michigan week this year is always the third week in May. And the parade is the 16th. And I don't know if the board or Barber School or whoever wants to take part in the parade. It's that kind of filling out. I can bring applications if you want me to. Or you can contact Parker Pride. And the parade is going to be a little different this year. They're working out with so much renovation throughout Hamilton, Woodward, is everywhere. So it's going to be a different parade route. I know that's so much. And but they just asked me to get people to help them sign up. And so just to let you know. And usually in May, the school, we used to Linda, you may remember they used to do reports and things.
The students did.
The
whole week was Michigan Week.
Yeah, Michigan Week. And it used to be a big thing in Island Park. And one time we had a Miss Island Parker and everything. It was huge.
It wasn't the school district, it was the city of Island Park. Arts and Culture Committee did.
I know. I'm not saying the school district. I'm saying just during my life in Highland Park, it was big, carnivals and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm just right. So I'm just saying that, and the schools really got involved, the city got involved, everybody got involved, and so it's whatever we make it. That's how Highland Park does. You know, we make it happen. So whatever you guys want to see happen, representing the school district or representing yourselves or your block clubs, you can make it happen. May 16th. Thank you.
If there's an application, can you email that?
I'll put it on it. Yeah.
And also for the BOD.
And the application.
For the BOD. In case of the BOD, you know, can take part in the parade or what have you.
And you need to provide the whole harmless application.
Yeah, they have to do the waiver and all that, right? Yeah.
Ms. Harris.
Well, with one thing I can tell you, it would not be on Woodward. That's another long story. Even though they tried real hard, real hard, but it would not be on Woodward. We tried real hard. Yep.
Ms. Harris, did you have any comments?
Yes. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting the effort concerning the $35 and also to include the other person. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Ms. Harrison, anything for the good of the order?
Actually, no. I just wanted to always give a friendly reminder that the community just stay involved and always engage and know that we are here working for them. And thank you, Madam President, for starting up Coffee and Conversation, which is a platform to have transparency with the community so we can build and move forward stronger together, better than ever. So thank you.
Ms. Roberts.
Good evening again, everyone. I really don't have anything spectacular to say, except for, you know, I'm very grateful and appreciative to be a part of this board. And, you know, I'm
especially appreciative and grateful to you, Madam President. I feel like you do an amazing job. You represent us well. Thank you to the district office for always ensuring that, you know, you all have our back, even when we don't know you have it. And even though sometimes you get chastised for having it, we still appreciate you. We really do, you know, but we do want the best for the community as well. So sometimes the questions may be a little harsh or they may come off a little, you know, I just ask that you, you know, remove the energy from behind it and just take it for what it is, you know. But I look forward to, you know, seeing all the things that we accomplished this year. I'm looking forward to our get together. I'm looking forward to our mentoring with the BOD. And I'm just looking forward to March reading month. I'm looking forward to participating. I get to be overly dramatic with the babies. I believe I had second grade last year and I had a ball. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, everyone. Thank you also, board, for including the vendors here. We really do appreciate y'all. I know sometimes we would go through here and act like we don't see you. We really do see you and we really do appreciate y'all. We really do thank you so much. Because you all could have chosen to be somewhere else, but instead you decided to be here assisting Highland Park School District. So thank you so much for that.
With that, I don't have anything else to add except to say thank you. Thank you again to everyone who came out for coffee and conversation, and looking forward to our next opportunity. To engage, I think Ms. Gully said she's going to join us for the next one. So thank you all very much for your support.
Thank you,
Mr. Fetway. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
8:02. All in favor? Meeting adjourned at 8:02.
Good night, everybody. Motion was made by Ms. Harris and seconded by who? Ms. Harris.
From Ms. Harris.
I see it.
So moved.
Harris. Make it work.
Okay.